This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Former U.S. President Barack Obama hits the campaign trail Wednesday in the crucial swing state of Pennsylvania on behalf of Democrat Joe Biden. President Donald Trump was in Pennsylvania Tuesday regaling supporters as Joe Biden continues to prep for Thursday's presidential debate. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
With the final presidential debate set for tomorrow in Nashville and Election Day now less than 2 weeks away, President Donald Trump took his case for re-election to battleground state Pennsylvania Tuesday night.
We are going to win the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and we are going to win 4 more years in the White House.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden remained off the campaign trail, prepping for the debate. His running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, had a virtual event for Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
The thing that is at stake, reigning over all of it, is the soul of America.
Harris was celebrating her 56th birthday and the start of early voting in Wisconsin. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The number of early ballots cast in the contest between President Trump and Biden past 35 million. Mr. Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, which has killed more than 220,000 people in the United States and left millions out of work, has taken a toll on his reelection prospects. U.S. government health experts say Hispanics, Blacks, and Asian Americans in the United States have been dying at much higher rates from the coronavirus than white Americans. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said in a new report that from late January, when the pandemic first hit U.S. shores from China and Europe, through early October, deaths of white people were about 12% higher than in the same months of the 4 previous years. But the CDC said deaths of Hispanics in that 2020 timeframe were more than 50% higher than in recent years, with deaths of Blacks up more than 30% and Asian Americans by more than 36%. The U.S. has now recorded more than 220,000 coronavirus deaths and 8.2 million infections, according to Johns Hopkins University. Both figures are highest of any country across the globe. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the White House and the Democratic majority U.S. House of Representatives, quote, are serious about finding a compromise on a second massive round of coronavirus aid. Pelosi said she and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin might resume talks Wednesday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell committed Tuesday to bring any Trump-approved legislation that results from such a deal to the Senate floor for a vote. U.S. lawmakers have repeatedly failed to reach an agreement on a second round of economic aid to millions of Americans impacted by the pandemic. The U.S. leads the world with just over 220,000 COVID-19 deaths, as well as infections, with more than 8 million cases total, according to Johns Hopkins University. Switzerland's new coronavirus infections almost doubled in a day to a record level, health authorities said Wednesday. The public health agency reported more than 5,500 new coronavirus cases compared to 3,008 Tuesday. Malaysia reported 732 new coronavirus cases Wednesday, raising the total to just under 23,000 infections. The Southeast Asian country, which imposed targeted lockdowns this month amid a spike in cases, also recorded 6 new deaths, raising its total number of fatalities to 199. The biggest party in Malaysia's ruling alliance Wednesday called for a, quote, political ceasefire, end quote, to help tackle a new surge in coronavirus infections, a week after saying it was considering withdrawing support for the government. Prime Minister Mujahidin Yassin faces a challenge from opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim, who met Malaysia's king last week in a bid to prove he has majority support from lawmakers, including administration defectors, to form a new government. Mujahidin has since been in talks for a possible cabinet reshuffle to add more members from the United Malaysia National Organization, his coalition's largest party, after it threatened withdrawal, sources told Reuters. The U.S. Justice Department, along with the attorneys general of 11 U.S. states, on Tuesday brought a massive antitrust lawsuit against Google. The lawsuit accuses the tech giant of maintaining illegal monopolies over search and search advertising on the internet. The action is considered the most significant antitrust case since 1998. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.